listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. We just want to give a quick shout out to Michael Kaiser.
Yes.
And also a happy birthday to Ari.
Thank you.
the won't be too long. All of the sufferings and wrong soon will be right. Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Keep the faith, my brothers and sisters. It's the cross that you bear. And fear not, say it, your Lord. Whatsoever, ever man soweth, they all will reap the fruits of their labor. Yes, they will. In the end. Cheer up, cheer up, yeah. Now all folly workers, now beware. Ease my pride, lest the wrath you call down on yourselves be too dreadful even you to bear.
Ah!
What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood. Clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs, and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are on an urban forest. You are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. You've been listening to Naming It by Davis Galvin. This is the single that is now out for their upcoming album, Prism. And this album is coming out with Seeds that they selected. It's a pretty song. We'll be right back.
just like Moses with the rod, traveling across the desert, 10,000 strong. He crossed the Red Sea and slew the Philistines. Until passing gone, and we weather the storm. We've been trying for so long, suffering for too long. We've been trying for so long, suffering for too long. Stand up and be counted. Don't be the foolish. You've got to be wise in this time. In this time. Beat the drum then. Beat the drum man. Beat the drum rasta man. Chant down the walls of wicked men. Oh yes.
Suffering for too long. in the book of life, laws of nature versus life. It's no love the trees and friends and kisses them so gently. Trees love the rain and the sun that bless them so kindly. Ancient philosophy, history of monarchy, royal destiny, royal rulers of this planet, universe, mystically, spiritually, physically. All these actions are for a reason. Daily regulation, seldom occasionally continue all the progress throughout life. It's written in the book of life. Every day is a fresh start. Wake up with a grateful heart. Every day is a fresh start. Wake up with a grateful heart. Actions are for a reason. Everything is for a reason. Action is for a reason. Daily, regular, seldom, occasionally, continually, progress throughout life. It's written in the book of life. Laws of nature versus life. No love the trees, the feeds and kisses them so gently. Trees love the rain and sun, bless them so kindly. Ancient philosophy, history, monarchy, royal destiny, rulers of planet Earth and universe, mystically, spiritually. All these things for a reason. Any regular, seldom, occasionally, continually, progress throughout life. It's written in the book of life. Laws of nature versus life. There's no love to trees and the fields and the kisses them so gently. The tree love the rain and the sun that blesses them so timely. History, monarchy, royal dynasty, rules of us this planet universe. Shihali, mystically, spiritually, physically. Daily, regular, seldom, occasionally, continually, progress throughout life. It's written in the book of life.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. A message wholeheartedly endorsed by WRCT and Liquid Means Rewind. Too evil to have a human name. Too evil to have a human name. Horrible music for horrible people. Only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings in Nominos, Santana. Radio 9. Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT. Thank you.
That last song was Drive by Maya Q, the Will Hoffbauer remix. And this song currently is Didn't I by Kofi. I learned this song from Michael Kaiser. Shout out, Michael. Again, this song is fantastic.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Murderous style! She done dead already. Move ya!
down from the water to the city tree. Good, cause that's a baby, cause that's a baby, cause that's a pin around, cause that's a baby, for the 6 foot 6, nasty bitch, cause that's a done dead and ready, hungry, really left it berry, cause a baby, for the baby, for the pin around, for the baby, cause that's a pin around, a pin around. Tears of the boy who are drive up the earth. The tears of the boy who are drive up the earth. Cause I'm buried with a funeral. With a burial. With a funeral. Cause me say, oh, son, that a sailor dove. That for me no one, no, not that. Go ahead. Cause that a burial. With a funeral. With a burial. With a funeral. Cause I'm in reality. Katila, that a be reality. Move ya! The kill bomb park, the wicked boy fall. The forward a Roman at the Jorak stone. Brr, mash down Roman at the left and come on. Cause a be react. Kapina rock. Kapo San Lana, that a sell a dumb. Kapo be no one, none of that. Katila, me no one, none of that. Murder! Katila, that a be react.
Sorry, I was going to end the show, but I forgot to say goodbye to all the beautiful listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in to Liquid Means Rewind with special guest Lexi. Do you got anything else to say?
Thank you for listening.
That's what's up. Have a good night, Pittsburgh. Get home safe. Peace.
Win back my vote. Okay. Your action and maybe inaction during your presidency and the last few years was a little disturbing to me. You know, what happened during January 6th and the fact that, you know, you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol. Coronavirus, I thought the public was misled during coronavirus, and that many more lives could have been saved if we would have been informed better. And also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you, so why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. There's, you know, your own vice president.